God, word of life. In a moment, we will begin the examine prayer, so I'll invite you to find a comfortable position in which to sit. You can pray with your eyes open or your eyes closed, whatever is most comfortable for you. And we will go through the five motions of it, and afterwards we'll have some time to reflect and discuss with one another.
As we begin, we take time to reflect on the day and to first invite the presence of God in with us and among us, to look for the love of God that embraces us always. We turn our attention to the day that is past and look for the moments for which we are grateful, that we wish to lift up and remember before God in a sense of gratitude and thanksgiving. Again, we reflect back through our day and pay attention to where we had strong emotions, reactions. Where did we feel joyful or angry or hurt or worried? Without judging or trying to explain them, we simply note where they happened and what was going on as we experienced them. We pray that the Holy Spirit would draw our attention to one place in particular. What were we feeling in that moment? Is that an emotion that is drawing us towards God or away from God? What might God's action, God's grace, God's love mean in that moment? And how might we live it differently? We turn our attention towards the day to come. So we look ahead for the things that we have planned, the things that we expect. We pray for God to be with us in each one of them and imagine what God's love might look like as we progress through the day to come. Amen.
First, as we come back together, I'll invite us to gather with someone close by, a neighbor, and name one thing that particularly came to mind for you, an insight, something that was good for you to remember, something you feel that God was drawing your attention to. So let us take a moment or two to share that with someone nearby. As we come back together, I hate to ever stop conversation, but is there anything that we want to share as a group or reflect on? One of the things with the examine is paying attention to our emotional landscape for the day and what it is that we've experienced, and taking time to reflect a bit on it and what did we experience, and maybe what was going on beneath the surface in that? Sometimes we skip past our emotions rather than paying attention to what they may be telling us. So is there, maybe in particular, is there something that comes to mind in reflection back on the day?
So all of you being my church family will understand this. I was explaining to someone today about church and how important it is and to go and be spiritually fed. And I explained to this person who I'm an acquaintance with, I'm getting to know them, and I said, my church family supports me more than my siblings do. They're the ones that say, hey, how are things going with your dad? Hey, how are things going with Mike's mom? How are things going with you? My siblings don't do that. I said, so my awareness and being able to speak that truth, not to hurt my siblings or to shame them in any way, but just to let them know that my spiritual community and my faith family is such an integral part of my life and who I am and my children's life, and what a blessing that is. Not everybody has that. So.
Well, as you know, Ari, we're working with a new software program at work, and it's frustrating for us, but it's also frustrating for the people that call in to us asking for help. And when I get call after call after call after call about the same thing, it gets very frustrating for me until I hear one of the people that I'm helping say, I'm so thankful that I called and got you, because the one today said, I don't think I could have gotten through this without your help. And it's humbling to think that something that's so irritating for me is, you know, the challenge is making me better because, yeah, I've talked to 7 people about this already today. You just go here, 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 and here. And for them, it's like, wow. So when we're in the midst of struggles, I'm certainly not going to say God gives us the struggles to make us stronger people, but when we have the eyes to see and the ears to listen, God can bring us blessings through the struggles.
Time for one more person if someone wants to.
I guess this is kind of a similar situation. I teach a lot of freshmen, and there are several who will not do their homework or not show up to class or miss a quiz, and then weeks later, you know, I'll get a student who weeks after the quiz was supposed to be taken will say, oh, hey, I missed that. And it's really hurting my grade. What what should I do about this? And it's very frustrating, very frustrating. But at the same time, when I don't just dismiss those students and say, that's too bad, you failed, right? When I say, okay, let's meet, let's figure out a way for you to work at this and get back on track, they are always so appreciative. And I mean, I had a student last semester who I was willing to work with them after an injury, and he said, you know, working in this class to try to catch up has made me want to work in all of my other classes to catch up because of, you know, your willingness to be flexible. And so the frustration leads to situations where, okay, maybe this is making a difference. Maybe I can help fill in some of the gaps that they didn't get when they got to college. Not just the content, but the skills.